Hello everyone, this is Jake Gross, and today I'm going to do a podcast on the Creative Labs Sound Blaster multimedia applications. Creative Labs was a company that made sound cards known as Sound Blasters. There was Sound Blaster 16, Sound Blaster AWE32, Sound Blaster AWE64, Sound Blaster Live, and Sound Blaster PCIe 128, and just several others. And I'll be demonstrating the Sound Blaster AWE32 applications in a Windows 95 virtual machine configured with Sound Blaster 16. Apparently, their software is more hardware dependent than Willow Pond is. Well, Willow Pond didn't really require any certain hardware, but Sound Blaster kind of relies on certain hardware in order to do certain things, such as speech synthesis. I'll cover that when we actually use the software. I would have preferred to do this in Windows 98. It installs in Windows 98 just fine, but however, some programs just don't want to work properly on Windows 98. That's mostly due to it not being a Sound Blaster 16, but it being a Sound Blaster PCIe 128, which is much better. But yeah, I'll be using JAWS 5.0 in Windows 95, and the synthesizer I'll be using with JAWS is the virtual Braille Speak, because Sound Blaster 16 only has one channel for sound, and I don't want to interfere any of these programs with JAWS's eloquence, and I'd rather use the virtual hardware synthesizer, which is more responsive anyway. So yeah, I will press Windows M.
Pain folder view list Audacity 2 of 9
V
VMware Player 6 of 9
Enter.
VMware Player non-commercial use only list item 1 of 2 Windows 95 2 of 2 F Player.
And JAWS is set up to start when it automatically starts up.
Unavailable. Edit multi-line read only. Software remap window pane.
Alright. So it's booting up. Takes about 15 seconds or so.
Caps lock off.
Oh, there it goes.
JAWS 40 minute mode. Enter network password dialog. Enter your tab. Authorization manager dialog. Please look tab. Install author tab. Run as space.
Fine. Okay.
Internet escape.
Escape.
Desktop list box.
I'll press Windows R.
Windows R. Run. Dial D:\
colon. Enter.
Enter. Text assist D. List view not selected. SP16. Enter. SPCS, SAMS, SFS, SELS, SELUP.
Through the second setup, I'll press enter on that.
Enter. SELUP dialog. SELUP is preparing the install shield wizard, which will guide you through the application setup process. Please wait. OK button. To activate, press space bar. 59%, 100%. For screen sensitive help, press insert F1. SELUP. Welcome to the Creative Application Software SELUP program dialog. Next button. To activate, press space bar. Alt-N.
I'll press enter.
Enter. Read me file. Dialog. Next button. To activate, press space bar.
Alt N.
Enter. Destination directory. Dialog. Setup will install Sound Blaster AWE32 software in the directory shown below. To install the software to this directory, click next. To install to a different directory, click browse and select another directory. You can choose not to install the software by clicking cancel to exit the setup program. Next button.
I'll just press enter to accept the default directory.
Enter. Setup options dialog. Please select the required setup type. Next button.
We have full or custom. If I press enter, we'll just do full setup, which is what we're gonna do.
Enter. Select program folder dialog. Program folders colon edit. Sound Blaster AWE32. Type in text. Alt P. Accessories.
I'll press enter.
Enter. Cancel button. To activate, press space bar. 84%. Edit system file dialog. Choose what you want setup to do. Let setup modify the system.ini file. Radio button. Checked. 1 of 3. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
I'll just press enter.
Enter. Textile Association dialog. You can choose to associate text files.txt with Textile. This means that Textile will be the default text editor for all .txt files, replacing your current text file editor, usually Windows Notepad. Do you want the association? No button. To activate, press spacebar. Alt N. 99%. Enter. Setup. Yes, I want to restart my computer now. Radio button. Checked.
I'll do that.
One of two. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
But first I'll close the Explorer windows.
Alt tab. SP16 text assist. Alt F4. Set up. Alt tab. Text assist D. Alt F4. Alt tab. Jaws. Alt tab. Restart window. Alt tab. Jaws. Alt tab. Restart with. No, I will. Yes, I want to restart. Enter.
Okay, it's gonna reboot.
Caps lock off. John 40 minute mode. Enter network password dialog. Enter your network password for Microsoft networking. Username colon. Edit. Authorization tab. Run as dex space. Enter escape. Desktop. List box.
Okay, let's go in the start menu.
Start to move programs, accessories, John 510, online service, Sound Blaster AWE32 submenu.
I'll press right arrow.
AWE32 control panel.
This is like the audio hardware setup program. And since this is not real hardware, this may not open. I'm just gonna press enter to see if it will really open the control panel or not. I'll just press enter.
Enter. Leaving menus. OCK32 dialog. None of your EMU8000 hardware are available now. Check if there are other instances of AWE32 control. Okay. Button. To activate, press spacebar.
Yeah, we're in a VM.
Enter.
So
taskbar.
I mean, it might be expected in some cases, but yeah.
Start. Document. Pro. With. John. Online. Sound. AW. Creative CD.
Creative CD allows us to play CDs. Like the CD player.
Creative MIDI.
MIDI player, but unfortunately, the Sound Blaster 16 that the VMware emulates does not support MIDI. So yeah.
Creative Mixer.
Like a mixer program.
Creative Remote.
Remote allows it to launch any of these programs like Media Rack. If you listen to my previous podcast, you know what I'm talking about.
Creative Wave.
A wave player program, so I'll press down arrow.
Dictionary.
A dictionary editor. Unfortunately, Willowpawn TTS does not have that.
How to use dictionary.
Help file for dictionary.
How to use TA control panel.
How to use the TA control panel, the control panel. We'll look at that later.
How to use text only.
We'll use text only. We'll look at text only later.
How to use text reader.
We'll look at the text reader later.
How to use voice assist.
Voice assist, it's a speech recognition program.
ReadMe.
ReadMe, the ReadMe file. For Sound Blaster, AWE32.
Singing text.
Singing text, just singing text files for the text synthesizer.
SoundOL.
SoundOL, it's sound editing program. And what I'm actually going to do is, I'll actually open this.
Enter. Leaving menus. Untitled sound out.
Let's just play a file for this. Let's just listen to a
menu
file.
Bar. Left. Open. New. Open. Enter. Leave it. Tab. Files of type. Shift tab. File name. Shift tab. List view. Zero items. To move. List view. Not selected. Folder DRV. 1 of 6. Help. Program. Samples. Enter. List. S6. SDK. S1644. Enter.
I'll press P to play it.
P. Rapid 684 button. Activate, press spacebar. Alt F4. Alt tab. Jaws. Alt tab. Start document. Jaws. Online. Sound. Playable. Sing it. Sound. TA common questions and answers.
TA common questions and answers. I'll press down arrow. That's FAQ for text assist.
TA control panel.
I'll press enter.
Enter. Leaving menus. Start button. Text assist control panel. Dialog. Save button.
Save before
to activate,
coming.
Press spacebar.
Tab.
Cancel button. Tab. Advanced button.
Advanced.
Tab space. Tab. Female.
Let's actually see. This is the,
Female. Male. Female. Wait. Tab. 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 Void tab. Shift tab. Voice colon. List box. Belly. 1 of 9 P. Speak button. To activate, press space bar. Alt P. Space.
Hello, this is Paul. Hello, this is Paul.
Space.
Yeah, so it's not very accessible. It has a let's see the menu bar.
Menu bar. Blank. Menu. Import dot dot dot. To
import
move from
voice.
Export dot dot dot. E.
Export is a voice.
Restore some menu.
Restore.
R. Exit. X.
Exit.
Configure. To
configure.
Have blank. Menu. Associations. To move from items. Dictionary. D.
Dictionary.
Reader. R.
Reader.
Language. L.
Language.
Associations.
A.
It
has English. So, yeah. Text is a more powerful reader than Willowpond TTS. It has... You can actually associate stuff with applications. I've never really played with that much. So, let's
escape.
See.
Help. To navigate, press
you.
Blank. Menu. Content. About text. Contents. About text. Assist. Control panel. Dot, dot, dot. A. Escape. Menu. Alt F4. Leaving menu bar. Jaws.
I'll close.
Stop to move from program. Windows X. Sound. A. How to read. Sit. Sound. TA control. Text assist. Read me.
Text assist. Read me. I'll press down arrow.
Text. Hold it.
Text only, I'll open one of the
enter,
files.
Leaving
that
menu, start button. Menu, to move from, enter, leaving, tab, songs, enter, shift, arrow, alt, demo.txt, enter, demo.txt,
and I'll press Control P to play it.
Control.
This demonstration will give you some examples of the capabilities of the new text-to-speech system of Sound Blaster 16. Are you ready? Well, let's get going.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. This is the new Sound Blaster text-to-speech system talking and singing. We are glad to meet you. We are glad to greet you. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Let's show you the 9 different voices that are available. They are... Hello, my name is Paul.
Hi, my name is Betty.
Yo, my name is Harry.
Good day to you. My name is Frank.
How are you today? My name is Dennis.
Hello out there in computer land. My name is Ted the Kid.
Hello everyone, my name is Ursula.
Hi, good looking. My name is Reba.
Hello. My name is Wendy.
Well, folks, that's all for now. Any questions?
I'll close this.
Alt F4, Jaws. Stop document, pro access, job, Outlook, M, mic, in, Outlook, Windows X, Sound Blast, AW. Read me. TA, text reader.
Text reader, I'm going to open this briefly.
Enter, leaving menu, start button. Start document, pro, window, M, my, enter, startup, sound blaster, AW, program.
I'll just make it read the,
text alert, text assist, read me.
Text assist, read me.
Enter, leaving menu, read me notepad, edit, to navigate, press
it. Each application it's associated with.
Sit, to reader, some menu,
reader
to move
menu.
Reader, some menu, play, stop, control, alt, shift, A, P.
Play or stop?
Pause, resume, control,
pause,
alt, shift,
resume.
Q, controls, dot, 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 C.
Controls, reader, controls, not very accessible dialogue, I don't know why it's not very accessible, but I'll just open it anyway.
Enter, leaving menu, text assist, reader, controls. Tab. Tab. Escape.
Yeah.
Menu bar. Menu bar. Blank. Menu. Restore unavailable. To move. Close. Alt F4. C. Escape. Menu bar. Menu bar. To navigate. Press left. Alt tab. Leaving menu bar. Read me notepad. Edit. Type. To navigate. To readers. Read. P. Dictionary. Help. P. Launch text assist control panel.
No,
dot dot dot.
Control panel.
Dictionary. Dot dot dot.
Dictionary.
Help. Dot dot.
Help.
Exit. Play stop.
I'll just press enter and play.
Enter. Leave. This file code.
Text assist read me. This file contains additional information on Text Assist, as well as changes to the applications which were made after the printing of the manual. Please refer to the sections listed below for further details. 1. Text Assist Singing Files. 2. Text Only. 1.
So it's reading
Text Assist Singing Files.
The document from the
to demonstrate the flexibility of Text Only. 5 singing files have been listed to a single icon called Singing Text in the Text Assist program group.
Alt F4, JAWS. Alt Tab.
So,
start my documents. Pro Accessor. Wind Outlook. My Inter. Start. Out. Online. Side. Text Alert. Text Reader. VNSF Studio.
VNS Soundfont Studio. Unfortunately, I don't have MIDI in this, so this really will not. I don't know. I don't think this will work. And I wouldn't know if it would be really to use it anyway since it doesn't have MIDI in it.
Voice Assist.
Voice Assist, I don't know how to use this. It's like a speech recognition thing.
Wave Studio.
Wave Studio? I guess I could just open this.
Enter. Leaving menus. Creative Wave Studio. Untitled 1.
Open
menu bar. To move from enter. Leave it draw. File name colon. List box. 0 items. Tab. Directories. CTSND. Enter. DRV. Hell. Program. Samples. Enter. Sample. Shift tab. S16 S8 to enter. C. ... samples S822.wav.
Oh, press space to play it.
Space.
Oh, actually.
P.
Wait, what do I do?
Menu. Edit. View. Special. Options. Window. Out. Hell. Special. Option. Spare. Add. Invert wave for. Wrap unavailable. Insert silence on a. Force to silent. Fade in dot. Fade out. Swap. Chat. Pan left. Pan right. Phase shift. Convert format. Modify frequency. Amplify volume. Reverse. View. Menu. Preview. Edit. Menu. Undo. File. 4, 3, 2 unavailable. 1C. Exit. Save all. Save as. Save. Close all. Close. Exit. 1C. Samples. S822. New control O 4.
Yeah, so
escape. Control P.
Well, control P, and it's like a sound editor thing. I'm gonna just reverse this.
Menu
just cause I can.
U Alt V Edit. To move, paste, delete, crop to select all, enter, select leaving all. Menus, options, stash, lag, add echo, invert waveform dot, wrap, A, insert silent, force to fade in dot, fade, swap. Pan left, pan right to left, phase shift, convert, modify, ampli, reverse ... enter, leap.
I'll just play this.
Control P.
Wait.
Tab, okay, but tab, cat tab, hell, but tab, reverse playback colon both channels, radio button, checked, 1 of 3, tab, okay, enter, C. Control P.
Yeah.
Alt F4, create tab, no, space, JAWS.
So that's pretty much it. Well, you could use another advantage of Text Assist is you can use it with your assistive technology, like JAWS and stuff like that. It's pretty Text Assist is basically pretty much Deck Talk. And oh, by the way, Willow Pond TTS used the Soft Voice Engine, just to let you guys know. So Creative Labs and Willow Pond didn't develop any of the synthesizers that they put with their that they added to their products. Creative Labs uses DeckTalk for Text Assist. Willow Pond uses Soft Voice for Willow Pond TTS. What is wondering what set of apps is better, or what set of apps is more compatible? I'd say Willow Pond is more compatible because, first of all, to get almost all this stuff from Creative Labs requires Windows 95. No one has that anymore. Oh, I guess no one has a Windows 98 anymore. But, you know, it's also, it also works on Windows 3.1. I guess I could have shown you that. Windows 3.1 does have MIDI in it. So I, yeah. So, on Windows 98, it's not, that it won't work properly. Maybe because SoundBuster 16 is not installed. If I did install SoundBuster 16, it would probably work, but Windows NT-based systems, no. Windows NT-based systems are out of luck. When you try to install an NT-based system, it will give an error when the setup is started, so for those of you who are on something like NT Workstation 4.0 or Windows 2000 or XP, whatever, you can't use any of these creative applications. However, you can use Willapon software, and it works on NT just fine. So, yeah. I'd recommend Willapon because it takes less hard drive space. It's not as hardware dependent as Creative Labs, and yeah. Anyway, I'm going to shut this down.
Start to move, suspend, shut up, enter, leaving, shut down the computer, enter. Windows 90 Audacity.
And I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. And if you want to email me, my email address is datajake@gmail.com. On audiogames.net, I'm known as datajake1999. So I'll see you guys in the next podcast. Bye.
Redirect to a test. An Audacity panel. Redirect terminal blank. Restore an update. Close. Audacity. C. Restore a profile. Close. Audacity.